You know, to see people is a kind of troublesome. Even my car yesterday, when the good, I nearly hit all the trees in the forest. Yesterday, I never did it before. Even the first day, I dropped it nicely.
Yeah. I
saw so many people yesterday.
This kind of thing, if you put outside, is kaput. We don't buy things just to let it rot, no? They are rotten. The tan chair, and if you put them in the sun and the rain, it will go bad. I think the monks, you know, you have to put a sign here. No permission to buy any material things for master, okay? We did that in Taiwan, but still they sneakily throw things in front of my door with our names. So I cannot scold anybody. I don't know who that is. Makes trouble for us, you know. We live very simple. We don't need so many things, okay? My clothes are okay because I can put them on my body. They take up no space. But if you buy me so beautiful furniture and all that, I don't know how to deal with them. Hmm? You see my tables? Movable tables? Yeah? Beautiful. Everywhere I go, I have an immediate furniture at no cost. No problem. Even my chair is not necessary. You can give me any fruit box and cover it with a cloth and I'm satisfied. I'm not here very long. I'm not here to bother about these things, okay? Accept everything. Accept every necessary thing. It's not necessary. We already have not enough space. Huh? You know that, huh? You see, the books even are standing outside. So how can we make a place for furniture? What for? Nobody sits on the chair here. They only sit on the cushions. They are the Buddhas. Buddhas don't sit on the chair, no? This is a bad habit. Drinking beer. Without alcohol. You see, if we have a lot of furniture, we have to be slave for them. Clean them, wash them, everything. I have some, just enough. A few chairs, enough for some individual interview sometimes. But mostly when people come in hundreds, you know, we cannot provide chairs for them. And what for? If you provide it here, and then when you go to the forest, you don't have any, and you can't just be fixed in the room forever, it's not nice for you, right? We have a lot of trees, and it's beautiful. You should walk around and sit somewhere, wherever you like. You can't just bring a chair in our pocket all the time, right? Any rock we can sit on, huh? A cushion or a piece of cloth and put it anywhere we can sit. Most of the people live a very complicated life. Therefore, their life is miserable because they spend a lot of time to work to earn money. And then they spend a lot of money for their unnecessary things. So try to think next time when you go shopping whether you truly need these things or not. And then you will see how much you save. Whenever you want to buy something, and then you can have enough willpower not to buy it, and you still can survive, then make a score. See how much money you have saved, and at the end of the year, you can reward yourself with a Nobel Prize. A lot of money saved. That's how I built many centers in only 3 years, and running around the world lecturing at the same time. And you know how much it costs when you go on lecture with a lot of crew and equipment. Because I only spend what's necessary and never spend when it's not necessary, even one penny not. If it's worth it, I spend millions, hundreds of thousands, no problem. We can donate hundreds of thousands or millions of US dollars for the outsiders, not even initiated. I don't even know them. I don't even show up there to see who got it and who did not. Don't even show up. But when it comes to unnecessary things, I don't even spend $1. And we try to do whatever we can. For example, whatever we can do, then we do it. Because the money you save is also the money you earn. That's how we are very economically stable. That's how we don't need to ask money from anyone. You know why many people are scared of religious organizations? Because they go around with the caps collecting money. And even if they don't do that, they give people pressure, you know? Talking about that and hinting people and always asking so people get scared to go into the religious organizations. I only know most of the teachers who teach the path of light and sound, they don't collect money. And many others, they do. And even they always say they don't have enough. Don't have enough money. How can you not have enough money? I don't understand that. Before we have all these things started, even when I was not famous, I did not have donations, you see.
Supreme Master Ching Hai, vegan, is a world-renowned spiritual teacher, humanitarian, and artist. To learn more about her compassionate life and teachings, please visit suprememastertv.com/master.